Welcome back to the Robinson Furnace Post Game Show. Garden City wins at 103-82. We welcome on our player of the game, Brody Robinson, who puts together another double-double, 17 points and 13 assists for you tonight. Now, one thing I want to ask you about is one of the possessions late on in the ball game. Every single one of your teammates touched the basketball, yeah. And then Charles Chukwu got the and one, basically closed up the ball game. I said on the broadcast, you could put that possession in the Louvre.
I mean, just, you know, moving the ball. We worked on a lot this week in practice. You know, everybody coming back, we want to play a new style of basketball. Everybody touching the ball and then giving it to the big fella down low, just, you know, for him to, you know, put the ball in the rim and just with authority, too. You know, that dude's a beast down there, so we just want to be able to feed him as many times as we can.
Just to read off your stats from the last three games, 13 assists against Northwest Tech, 17 against Bethany, 13 here tonight. I mean, what is working for you right now?
It's really just my teammates. My coach is putting me in the right positions to be able to, you know, move the ball around, get my teammates in good positions, and then, you know, all credit to them just being able to knock down shots and do what they do best. You know, I got Braxton, I got Jordan. I mean, EJ came in today, and he had a hell of a game. I mean, that's his first game in 2 years, and, you know, he should really be the player of the game because he came in and brought energy, but, you know, I'm super happy for him, and, you know, I'm happy he's on the court with us.
I appreciate the humbleness, by the way. You think you could be an assist one time? Like, that's how good you are on the floor sometimes.
I don't know.
You don't want to see my basketball. Don't worry about that. But just to talk about the way your game went tonight, you struggled a bit from the floor. You got to the line a couple times.
Yeah.
But how are you able to keep your head up when you're struggling from the floor? You're still able to move the basketball as well as you are.
Just knowing I can affect the game in multiple ways. You know, not just scoring. That's not what my game's all about. I mean, I can score, but, you know, sometimes when you're not scoring the best, you got to be able to make plays for others. You got to defend the ball pretty well and, you know, just make the right plays and make winning plays.
And just to ask you about Braxton really quickly, he had 33 tonight, set his career high. How much fun is it to play with him?
Oh, man, it's fun to play with him. I mean, he's, like I said in the last interview, he's one of the best shooters in the country. I'll put him against anybody. You know, hopefully his leg and his ankle is okay, but I mean, I wouldn't want to be in the backcourt with anybody else. You know, that dude's a beast. I mean, we go at it every day in practice, and no matter what, that's my brother.
By the way, did you enjoy your break?
Oh, yeah, of course. Going back to Houston, that's all my friends, my family. Just, you know, it's a refreshment, basically.
Can I ask you, that's out of curiosity, because you were from Houston.
Yep.
You went to Chattanooga last year, and now you're from Garden City. Are you a big city guy or are you a small city guy?
I'm definitely a big city guy.
Okay.
This is a lot different for me.
Got you. All right. Sir. Well, you're balling regardless. Congratulations on
Thank
the win.
Thank you.